Otalala begins before entering the building with a view of Ocean Seva's window works from the street entitled Uyervu. Based in Goa, Ocean's work is rooted in their Dalit and Tamil heritage through the lens of surrealism, speculative fiction and science fiction. There are six arched windows, four on the Queensbury Street side, two on the Errol Street side, and they're approximately, although they some of them are slightly different in sizes, they're about 2 metres high and 1 metre wide. And the colours are vivid, quite saturated and flat, with greens, blues, reds, orange and yellows. On one, a black panther prowls above the head of a king. In another, a three-headed snake, its body a coil below. And on another, a pink tiger with black markings and yellow claws. Central to these works are the text and symbology. Vishal, can you talk about this or anything else about these works?
Absolutely. Thank you for introducing the works. Ocean is kind of drawing from a range of Dalit, Bahujan and Adivasi, which is the marginalized castes and indigenous communities of South Asia, but particularly coming in from a broader sort of reality of what is the kind of shape and form of contending with histories that are often forgotten, histories that are often sort of assimilated into larger narratives that don't accurately kind of depict the origins of some of these symbols and motifs. So she's specifically kind of like drawing from the colors across the six panels are from the city that she comes from, a city called Tirunamalai, where you see across the landscape of the city brightly colored houses with the kind of tones that you see that are slightly more exaggerated for the Windows Commission, but you kind of see this colorful landscape across the entire city. Color is also one of the things that marginalized caste communities in the country express as a way of proclamation of their own autonomy, as a very visible act of agency, considering that cities across South Asia are segregated on caste and religious lines. So Ocean is kind of making references to historical occupations that marginalized caste communities have done, which is like agricultural labor, and then kind of juxtaposing it with the speculative fiction way of thinking about what is the kind of limit to Dalit imagination, what is the limit to how we render ourselves in the present day. There's other specific kind of symbols that she's incorporating into the panels. The Black Panther is kind of an homage, but also a recognition of the solidarity between the Black Panther and the Dalit Panther movements. And what she's representing is a version of the Dalit Panther logo, which itself was based on the Black Panther Party, but it's overlaid atop the Buddha's Dhamma Chakra, the kind of wheel of virtue. And that's overlaid on a bright blue background. And the color blue also has meaning within the anti-caste movement as being, I guess, the kind of preferred color for Baba Saheb Ambedkar, but also as a way of reclaiming ways that Dalit and darker skin bodies across South Asia have been represented in mythology as blue bodies, because darker skin was considered as being impure and still considered as being impure. The kind of conversion from darker skin to blue in those depictions were not kind of an act of consent, whereas now within the anti-caste movement, a lot of us are kind of trying to reclaim that color back into the movement and using it as a way to, I guess, reiterate the fact that there is now autonomy and we kind of resist those kind of depictions of it. Coming to some of the other panels, Ocean is kind of looking at overlaying text, particularly in Tamil. She's titled the body of work as Uyirvu, which translates to growth and rise in Tamil.